to see you in CinemaScope. Give me some more length on this rope. You use the long end to flog the mare and make believe that smell's not there. When it all falls your $5 bill. I won't mean a lot to you, but I'll be better than nothing. I don't mean a lot to you, but I'm better than nothing.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That is correct. It is 1910, and if it can fall apart, it will. So, I'm a little behind, but it's okay. It's not like... anyway, sorry. Work is very, very stressful the last few days. And one of my good work friends, or like pretty much one of my few work friends, they're in China, and they had a going away party because they are changing companies. So I woke up early to say goodbye, or I woke up at like 5 to say goodbye, and then I went back to bed. But I didn't go to bed till around 3, so my sleep is all crazy. But it's okay, because it's time for some news. We're going to talk about some news. There's some fun stuff. I didn't have time to organize it very well, so we will start the way we always start. Can't guarantee we'll end that way.
World news.
Let's talk about the world news. So first up, we're going to run through some Reuters stories that were pretty cool. So first up, in Poland, we talked about the abortion restrictions going into effect. Well, what do you know? There's protests about this. Poland's health minister said on Thursday that expected protest against a ruling restricting access to abortion will increase the risk of rising numbers of coronavirus infections. Poland's government put it into effect on Wednesday, a constitutional court decision banning terminations with fetal defects as conservative policies increasingly take root. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's going to be very interesting to see if the religious, I don't know what to call it. I don't want this opposite of a secular government. I guess it's a religious government. Anyway, this whole super religious governments, this resurgence of this happening. Or I guess they maybe never even went away. I'm not sure. Anyway, Russian authorities are targeting ally of Kremlin foe Navalny before jail appeal. So Russian investigators said on Thursday they'd opened a criminal case into Leonid Volkov, a close ally of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, hours before a court was due to hear an appeal against Navalny's own jailing. The case against Volkov, currently outside Russia, is a part of a police crackdown targeting Navalny's allies after tens of thousands of people took to the streets on Saturday to demand the Kremlin release of Navalny from jail. A court at 1100 GMT later on Thursday is due to hear an appeal into the jailing of Navalny, who is serving a 30-day stint for alleged parole violations, which he denies. The investigative committee, which probed serious crimes, accused Volkov in a statement of urging teenagers to take part in what is said were illegal protests on Saturday. Ah, the will of God. Maybe we'll do that. It's like, I don't know why governments are doing this. It must be the will of God. A protest monitor has said that police detained close to 4,000 people at the demonstrations in Moscow and dozens of other cities after saying they were unauthorized. And big shout out to X1 and Tobe in Calm. If you want to jump in on Calm, you're more than welcome to. It's over there on SDF. You just SSH over. Use tty.sdf as your host name or the domain, and then that'll route you around the different hosts on the cluster, and then that way, if you have trouble on one, you can just disconnect and reconnect, and it's all nice and smooth. Buttery, even. Butter. I'm so hungry. Oh, yeah, because then after the going away party, I fell asleep, and I woke up to my last chance alarm, and so then I had to jump up and run to the computer, didn't get a shower or any coffee or tea or anything yet, and just was off to the races. So, whew. And as a bonus, whenever I went to the bathroom, as I was walking back, I just slipped and fell. No reason. Just slipped. I don't know what I slipped on. Just my own 2 feet. So, ooh, I'm practicing to trying to be mindful and not go get super angry. But you know what? It's the will of God. You know what? That's fine. All right. Renzi says, willing to return to government, but cold on Conti. Former President Matteo Renzi said on Thursday he was ready to help form a new Italian government, but would not commit to supporting a fresh mandate for Giuseppe Conti, C-O-N-T-E, the man he unseated this week as prime minister. Renzi triggered Conti's resignation when he pulled his Italia Viva party out of the ruling coalition, depriving it of a majority in the upper house Senate, and throwing the county into a political limbo in the middle of the pandemic. The crisis is worrying Rome's partners and hampering its efforts to put together a recovery plan needed to obtain more than 200 billion euros of European Union financing to rebuild its coronavirus-battered economy. Hot potato. Hot potatoes. What is... There's a timestamp in Calm. I don't know why it showed up there. Anyway, we are at the halfway point. Thank you for listening. We're going to keep rolling through some stories, but this is where they turn into a mishmash. We got tech news. We got world siren terrible news. And we got world news. We just got everything. Oh, plus sign. Oh, cool. There we go. Thanks a lot, X1. That helps explain it. So we're just going to mix them all up. It's a whole jumble now because these are fresh, hot stories that I haven't really gotten a chance to... I haven't sorted them. So we're just going to go through and see the raw feed. All right, first up, some tech kind of stuff and some finance kind of stuff. If you haven't heard, you're lucky because everyone on any social media or on all the mainstream social media I'm on... In work chats, cannot stop talking about GameStop and AMC and Reddit. Basically, some guys on Reddit noticed that hedge funds were shorting a stock or had shorted it by more than the number of shares the stock actually had. So they just bought it and ran the price up. And by increasing the price, it's like the hedge fund owns all this stock. They've committed to buy this stock with their instrument. And so now they're stuck where it's like the hedge fund is going to have to buy the stock at these higher prices. And it'll probably bankrupt a couple of them. But the big news, so that was the story yesterday. And I avoided it because I was like, you know, with the Bitcoin markets, I used to see that where somebody would come in and just wreck an exchange. You know, they would come in and just dump a huge buy orders or bunch of sell orders or whatever. They would mess with the market. So anyway, I wasn't going to talk about it because it's annoying. Well, this is where it gets interesting, though. So most of the people that are on this Reddit group, they use an app called Robinhood, which is a cheap, like a way to do cheap trades on your phone. And it doesn't take a lot of money. I don't think you have to have a minimum account balance or anything. But inside that account, you are trading through Robinhood, which has gotten in trouble with the SEC before because it will lie to you about what the stock prices are in order to manipulate your business, or they'll tell you it's like $2 when it's $1.95 and then keep the 5 cents. The company that does that, they process all their trades or 90% of their trades or something through a third party. And that third party happens to be one of the hedge funds that is getting screwed by this. So they just blocked it. They just said, all right, we're not going to let anybody trade any of these stocks that we're currently on the hook to buy. And so then that way they will force the market price back down. So here's the words from the, basically it's like, oh, the company that was making money on the business was suddenly going to lose money. So they just said, that's okay. So anyway, what we've got here is, here's the story from the article from Reuters instead of the Marcus take. AMC stock. So the trading frenzy shook stock markets in the U.S. and elsewhere as heavily shorted stocks rallied then sold off. The tug of war has pitted hedge funds and other short sellers against retail buyers, many motivated by comments on sites such as Reddit. AMC stock dropped 60%, GameStop lost 23%, Wall Street's main indexes rose. GameStop, the video game retailer, had 1,700% rally and has been at the heart of the slugfest in the past week. Initially rallied to more than 480 a share. It was last at 265. The Robinhood ban on those stocks have put a pretty good end to the rally, said Dennis Dick, proprietary trader at Bright Trading LLC in Las Vegas. Everybody's trying to hit the exit button at the same time. When you start spooking all the short sellers, there's nobody that keeps prices in check anymore. Robinhood also restricted trading in BlackBerry, Cost, and Express, citing recent volatility. It faced a barrage of criticism from retail investors, celebrities, and policymakers. Interactive Brokers, another online trading platform, also restricted trading in those stocks. We do not believe the situation will subside until the exchanges and regulators halt or put certain symbols into liquidation only, it said. On Twitter, many observers argued trading platforms were trying to protect Wall Street interests. Robinhood, a parable about stealing from the rich to give to the poor. Robinhood, an app about protecting the rich from being short-squeezed by the poor, tweeted Jake Chervinsky, a lawyer for fintech company Compound. So anyway, that is kind of what's going on. It's just interesting to me because suddenly the app, you'd assume neutral apps suddenly became not so neutral all of a sudden as soon as their backers or owners or whatever, Citron, I don't know. It's the will of God. I feel like I could start saying it's the will of God a lot, and people outside of today won't get the joke, and they'll just think that this is some kind of like extreme religious program or something. Anyway, that's all we're going to talk about for that. Let's talk about another tech story, though. Tim Cook's recently criticized social media practices, intensifying Facebook conflict. On Thursday, criticized polarization and misinformation on social media. In remarks delivered at the Computers, Privacy, and Data Protection Conference, Cook criticized apps that he argued collect too much personal information and prioritize conspiracy theories and violent incitement simply because of their high rates of engagement. At a moment of rampant disinformation and conspiracy theories juiced by algorithms, we can no longer turn a blind eye to a theory of technology that says all engagement is good engagement, the longer the better, and all with the goal of collecting as much data as possible, Cook said. Hello, welcome, MetaQ, and howdy, Jazzmaz. Thanks for chiming in. He didn't name Facebook, but the two companies have been in a high-profile dispute. Apple's preparing to implement privacy notifications that many in the digital advertising industry believe will cause some users to decline to allow the use of ad targeting tools. So, surprise, surprise. We kind of mentioned this yesterday. Facebook's not going to use the Apple identifier, hoping to reduce the number of alerts that privacy guard generates. Now let's go down to Brazil. Bolsonaro, who won't take a COVID-19 shot, vows to inoculate Brazil fast. So Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who says he won't take any COVID-19 shot, on Thursday vowed to quickly inoculate all Brazilians, tempering his tone after his support fell due to patchy vaccine rollout and a brutal second wave of infections. Bolsonaro has been widely criticized for his handling of the pandemic. Critics say the slow vaccine rollout is the latest in a long line of fumblings that have blighted Brazil, with the second highest coronavirus death toll in the world after the United States. But on Thursday, the president sought to defend his government's vaccine procurement. Europe and some countries in South America don't have vaccines, and we know that the demand is high. We've signed deals, contracts, from last September with various companies, and the vaccines are starting to arrive, he said in an event. They will arrive and will vaccinate the whole population in a short space of time. So, we'll see what's going on. Brazil is predominantly reliant on a Chinese shot developed by Sinovac Biotech, but it's awaiting a shipment of active ingredient from China needed to domestically produce, and that's a fun typo, an AstraZeneca vaccine. In the meantime, the country has received 2 million ready-to-use AstraZeneca shots until the active ingredient arrives. So, that's kind of cool. That would be a fun contest. We'd have to have somebody in comm, it was brought up. X1 was like, one potato to the guy who says the most will of God on an on-radio show. All right. In-person classes, so this is a labor victory right here. So there have been a lot of labor disputes going on, especially around COVID and working conditions. Well, in Chicago, the teachers union was standing up to the school district because they were trying to force them to go in person without inoculating them or giving them any kind of protections or safeguards against the virus. Well, in-person classes in Chicago for pre-kindergarten and special education students were canceled again on Thursday as a labor dispute between teachers and school officials over the district's COVID-19 safety plan remain unresolved. Chicago Teachers Union, representing 28,000 public school educators, has been locked in negotiations with Chicago Public Schools for months over a plan to gradually reopen schools for in-person learning, including pandemic-related safety protocols. With the nation's third-largest school district aiming to reopen in-person classes for some elementary and middle students on Monday, the two sides have yet to come to an agreement. Rank-and-file members voted last week 71% in favor of staying remote and not going back into schools until the demands are met. Elementary and middle school teachers were due to report in person on Wednesday to prepare for Monday, but only about a third of them showed up, the district said. It was uncertain how many reported to classrooms on Thursday. I'm protesting the inequitable and unfair treatments of teachers, staff, and scholars by CPS, which is the Chicago Public School System, said Dwayne Reed, a fourth and fifth grade teacher on the city's south side, who's not been to his classroom this week. Similar labor disputes have unfolded across the country, pitting teachers' unions against district officials over conditions for reopening almost a year after the virus shut down schools for 50 million students nationwide. So, it is intense. It's only going to heat up, as even if you get the vaccine, it's like, well, now you can't spread it, but if you're a teacher, it's like you still have a chance. You know, anyway, we're not going to get into the COVID stuff. Yeah, I started late, and the show that was on the rerun is I think it was an old techno show. I couldn't hear it, so. Oh, so this is a good way to go out, because it's kind of on brand. Paris police broke COVID curfew at Macarena party. Officials in France are investigating a group of officers filmed dancing the Macarena inside a police station while the country is under COVID-19 curfew rules. Videos of the party appear to show police dancing and singing without masks late into the night in Aubervilliers Club. Suburb, excuse me. Aubervilliers is this guy. Boop, boop. The officers are facing sanctions, police authorities have said. France is under a tight nighttime curfew to curb coronavirus infections. Police are out in force in the streets to enforce the restrictions, which ban gatherings after 1800 hours. Anyone outside their home at night or early morning must give a reasonable excuse, such as traveling for work. The video was published by website Loopsider. Appears to show officers performing the Macarena in close proximity, taking selfies and enjoying refreshments. So, that's a trip because the attached photo to it are police in Paris ensuring shops close at 6 p.m. and I guess they're looking at her security panel or something. It's very weird. All right. Well, we're about out of time. I appreciate everybody that tunes in and listens and chalks and calm. I'm sorry. This week's been really rough. It's just been rough Marcus time lately. So this is kind of, the news has kind of devolved into more of a news and talk, but trying my best. Hopefully we'll get back online soon. But that kind of does it. There's lots more news out there. Definitely suggest if you have time, The Guardian and BBC and are great sources that are pretty neutral. And you can always visit our friends at the World Socialist website. It's Whiskey Sierra, WhiskeySierra.org, for all the latest in socialist news. That about does it. I'm going to go ahead and tell you thanks and play the outro. Oh, I didn't have the outro ready. Oh, well. All right. Bye-bye. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then. Just take a moment to breathe in and enjoy the dude.